Britain has become the latest victim of weird weather attributed to climate change. The rains and flooding there have been so strange, they defy all human memory. There hasn't been anything like it since detailed weather record keeping began in 1766. In late June, up to 4 inches of rain fell almost overnight in parts of northern England. The city of Sheffield was hard hit. As the downtown went underwater, smaller towns and villages all around found water coming in over the windowsills. Cars disappeared underwater. Insurance costs from just the June rains was estimated at over $4 billion, with plenty more rain to come. This is the new phenomenon of hard rain, which I covered in my EcoShock show of June 8, 2007. You can download that show, Hard Rain Gonna Fall, from our website at ecoshock.org. Britain has been so shocked by this phenomenon of torrential rain that the government there has been calling for new studies. Already, scientists have found this is not normal weather, but a new type of rainfall for the British Isles.
We certainly think that climate change will mean this sort of event could become more frequent. The problem with these events is that they are very extreme and they are very unpredictable in terms of both their location and how violent they're going to be.
That's Baroness Barbara Young from the UK's Environment Protection Agency.
The government, academics, the press, and the general public all accept these new instant floods are caused by human-induced climate change. The new Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, has promised an extra $500 million to fight off climate change. People outside Britain haven't really got the picture. These rains have stretched over an entire month, hitting various parts of the country rapid fire with rainfall that completely overwhelms not just the rivers, but drainage systems that have served to protect the country over several centuries. After the Sheffield floods of late June, rivers burst their banks further south in Wales, and especially in Gloucestershire. In late July, the town of Gloucester went underwater. Over 4,500 homes were flooded out. 3 months' worth of rain fell in just 4 hours. That's hard to imagine, isn't it? Rainy Britain, 3 months' worth in 4 hours. Over 50,000 homes in Hertfordshire went without electricity after a power station was flooded. Strangely, as homes, businesses, and hospitals went underwater, a huge shortage of drinkable water developed. The water plants also had to be shut down. Britain went into a near wartime system of portable water stations called bowsers, occasionally filled up by water trucks. Out to the nearest plastic water tank with your pots and pans to take back home. Hundreds of thousands of people were without safe water for days, still don't have clean water in their taps over 2 weeks later. YouTube was also flooded with home video taken of cars floating by people's homes, roads disappearing under brand new lakes, old people being rescued by helicopters. There were several deaths. The Army, Navy, and Air Force were called in to help. Even London was hit by a hard rain that filled the underpasses, some housing, and the tube. All over England, classic buildings, many centuries old, were flooded for the first time. If you think climate change is just going to hit the third world, get on YouTube and type in UK floods. You'll be amazed at what you see. At the same time, Bangladesh is half underwater as the monsoon hits extra heavy, but we don't see much video from there. We don't even have to leave Canada to find strange vicious rain. Tropical storm Chantal knocked eastern Newfoundland off its feet last week with a quick burst of unbelievably hard rain, followed by sunshine the next day. Old homes were washed off their foundations. New rivers appeared. Drainage systems completely failed. Again, it's the new phenomenon of climate change, hard rain. Why does this happen? The simple fact is that a hotter atmosphere sucks up more water. The air becomes loaded with moisture. Warmer seas also kick up more water into the air. All this has to come down somewhere, and we think that air pollution particles may cause water droplets to condense into larger raindrops. Then, when conditions are right, the whole soggy mass comes down suddenly, more than anyone has seen in record-breaking rains. You have likely seen it where you live. And weather experts and climate scientists say this is the new future. Sudden rains with record amounts overwhelming the natural drainage systems provided by creeks and rivers, not to mention the aging stormwater systems in most cities. Keep your ears and eyes out for this kind of news, because a hard rain is already falling in many parts of the world. here is a radio montage of Britain under siege from an unstable climate.
The worst is not over for many. The waters continue to rise in some areas. Just a few miles from here near Rotherham, engineers are in a race against time to stop the dam wall at the Ully Reservoir from bursting and flooding the surrounding area. Well, the rainfall here in Sheffield yesterday was absolutely unprecedented. The city had never seen anything quite like it. So much rain in such a short space of time. And it turned rivers like this, like the Don, into the raging torrents that you can see here, causing so much damage. Not just Sheffield, but other areas of South Yorkshire.
These people are among the lucky ones who've been rescued from floodwaters that have covered large parts of southwest and central England. A massive emergency operation is now underway to get clean water to millions of others who've been left stranded. The Army and Royal Air Force are said to be distributing up to 5 million bottles of water a day until tap supplies are restored. But as that may not happen for another 2 weeks, tensions are rising in some of the worst hit areas.
It's a hassle without running water, and like obviously no drinking water either, which, I mean, on the radio they keep saying, oh, they're giving out bottled water, but we can't get to get the bottled water.
Despite warnings about contaminated water, many people are having fun with the floods. Although water levels have receded in some of the worst hit areas thanks to pumping efforts, forecasters say they expect more showers across England throughout the week, with heavy rainfall predicted for Thursday.
Overseas again now, and in England and Wales, tens of thousands of people are preparing for another flood emergency after a weekend of storms and torrential rain. More than 100 people were airlifted to safety after being trapped by rising floodwater, and thousands more were rescued by emergency services workers and the military. But the disaster has put pressure on the British government to explain its delay in acting, and there are calls for an urgent review of the UK's drainage infrastructure. In London, Stephanie Kennedy reports.
Britain's summer has so far failed to materialise, and there was no better evidence than the weekend of dark clouds and flash flooding. It was a cascading torrent in many villages and towns, as rivers broke their banks and water flooded through the streets and lanes. As residents emerged, they found themselves waist-deep in water. In some areas, a month's rainfall fell in just 2 hours. With local services overwhelmed, the armed forces were called in to help with the rescue effort. Shirley Stard runs the Northwick Hotel on the banks of the River Avon in the town of Evesham. 30 of her guests have been evacuated.
The whole of the ground floor is absolutely a write-off. It almost went up to the ceilings. You know, the whole place is a write-off on the ground floor.
With water treatment plants overwhelmed by the flooding water, there are now fears 350,000 people could lose their water supply. The Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, has moved to reassure people the government is doing all it can.
We've got the armed forces working with the civilian services to make possible this rescue effort and to make sure that people are as safe as possible. I think, however, we've got to learn lessons for the future about how we provide to deal with an emergency such as this. We've got to look at what we're doing in terms of infrastructure, in terms of drainage.
In the 21st century, the UK relies on a water drainage and pipe system that was built in the Victorian era. And according to Baroness Barbara Young, head of the Environment Protection Agency, billions of dollars needs to be spent updating the out-of-date system.
We certainly think that climate change will mean this sort of event could become more frequent. The problem with these events is that they are very extreme and they are very unpredictable in terms of both the location and how violent they're going to be.
That's Baroness Barbara Young from the UK's Environment Protection Agency. Ending that report from Stephanie Kennedy.
Overnight, police played a waiting game. Thousands of tons of water appeared ready to burst in. No one knew when or with what result. And Gloucester became the city that didn't sleep. This morning, thousands of houses already without water lost their electricity. A power station flooded had to be switched off. And so a double blow for residents.
Oh,
a cup of tea or a wash meant collecting water from communal tanks on the street.
Yes, people around here have been telling me they've been seeing the devastation around the country, and they thought this time the floods We're really going to miss them. But the heavens opened earlier today, and this is the result. This is the centre of Purley. This is the main pathway through the town centre. And it's worth, the water came up as high as 14 feet. Well, locals tell me it's never flooded in this part before. Matthew Morris has been taking a look at some of the other pictures that have been coming in to our newsrooms, on our cameras, across London and the southeast.
Torrential rain and thunderstorms, the great British summer. Across London, the roads began to look like rivers. As the water levels rose, cars had to be abandoned. BBC London viewers have been sending in their pictures as the severe weather brought many parts of the capital to a standstill.
So how do we know this crazy rainfall is part of climate change? Aside from the British studies by the Hadley Centre and others, two Canadian scientists are publishing a study in the journal Nature this month. They compare rainfall records over the past 75 years from around the world to the predictions from 14 different computer climate models. According to Randy Boswell of the CanWest News Service, quote, the researchers concluded that at least 50% and as much as 85% of average rainfall increases at northern latitudes between 1925 and 1999 could be attributed to human activities. End quote. Average annual precipitation went up by 62 millimeters over the last century. Not much good news for soggy Vancouverites who just went through the darkest, wettest winter anyone can remember. The snowpack in the mountains of British Columbia was 150% over normal levels. Environment Canada predicts that, in general, Canada will become wetter, although the central provinces may experience drought in the southern regions. The prairies dry out, while both coasts become wetter than ever. Scientists have developed maps that show that Earth is splitting into rainfall haves and have-nots. While drought strikes the interior of several continents, floods rearrange other parts of the world. In general, the wets get wetter and the dry areas become deserts. Francis Wires, director of Environment Canada's Climate Research Division, points out that human influence has already been shown in the warming of both the air and the ocean. But we are only now able to prove that humans have changed the pattern of rainfall on Earth. Climate change, for many in the Northern Hemisphere, it's not just global warming, but global wetting. I'm Alex Smith for Radio EcoShock. Find out more at our website at www.ecoshock.org.
The Rock tonight, sopping wet after getting sideswiped by a storm that sucked up millions of liters of water over the Atlantic and wrung itself out big time over Newfoundland. Chantel has come and gone, but not before leaving a mess of washed-out roads and flooded homes and businesses. Global National's Ross Lord on storm duty tonight.
Even by Newfoundland standards, this storm was a menace, pelting the province with up to 150 millimeters of rain, almost 2 months' worth, in less than 12 hours. Tropical storm Chantel saving her fury for Newfoundland and Labrador after missing the Maritimes.
It's unusual here for St. John's to get this sort of tropical rainfall. Now here we are a few hours later with the sun is out. It's highly unusual. We usually tend to get a long, drawn-out rain, not so intense over long periods.
When I come in this morning, the door is open. The water's up to here. Full cell of the door.
Back in St. John's, water seeping under streets forced some to buckle, while office buildings pumped out water most of the day. And the famous George Street looked more like Niagara Falls. Ross Lord, Global News.